We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
This is your wake up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Wow.
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yesterday is Wednesday.
Now, I got something for y'all this morning.
Uh-oh, what you got for us?
Remember when my homie Chadwick Boseman was here? You know, the Black Panther, T'Challa, South Carolina's own. And he told us about the African ancestry test that he took.
Yes.
Because I took the 23andMe.com one, which let me know that I am 96%, 97% West African. So I'm black. Is drop one of Clues bombs for me. Okay?
Okay.
But this test that I have in my hand is AfricanAncestry.com. And it'll tell you what tribe and what region you're from.
Okay.
So, yeah, so here.
This says DJ Envy on it.
Oh, okay, boom, that's mine. Hold on, give me that one back. Now, I didn't know they was labeled. Hold on, now. Hold on. Here you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Charlamagne's
wife. Why does it matter who takes which one?
Yeah, go Yee. Just go me. And I got one for my wife. Okay, boom. So we can all take these tests and figure out exactly what location we are from in Africa. I already know that I'm West African, but I don't know what part, what tribe, and all of that good stuff.
I want to be from Wakanda.
This tells you all of that. This tells you everything.
You probably are.
You're probably from Latin America. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm sure you have some origins in Africa, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of your roots are in Latin America, sir.
Well, we'll just have
yes,
to see.
Yes, but we'll have to see. But salute to AfricanAncestry.com. And I can't wait to take these tests. Salute to Gina. What up, Gina? How are you?
All right.
Appreciate you for sending these over.
Well, this morning, Safari will be joining us.
Safari?
Scaff Beezy Safari.
He doesn't go by Scaff Beezy at all anymore.
Or Safari from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Love & Hip Hop New York, Nicki Minaj's ex.
That's the guy that all the women can't stop talking about his meat. Every other woman I follow was putting up videos about Safari's meat online.
They actually had a Safari challenge on Twitter.
What's the Safari challenge?
Well, click on the hashtag.
Nah, I don't think you want to do that, bro.
And there's a lot of guys out there trying to do exactly what Safari did.
I'm good.
I don't know what he was doing. Yeah. I didn't watch the video, didn't see no pictures, so I'm cool on that. Plus, I know for a fact that I'm a grower, not a shower. So I don't. It's nothing to see here, folks.
Okay. All
right. Nothing to see.
But
over
the funniest
here,
thing about the Safari challenge, some people were putting theirs up, and it wasn't really like up to par.
Mm.
So it was actually really funny.
So Safari's meat is the bar now?
Well, it was a
this
Safari
is weird, man.
Challenge.
This is weird.
Like, his
this
meat is the bar. Like, I'm talking for women. His meat is the bar. Like, that's really the thing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think people were just like, oh, okay. It was, you know, you can see what Nicki was doing all those years.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Right. Well, he has a new single he wants to release today.
I don't know if this is the one that's going to be a hit, but I do know that Safari is going to get a hit record this year. I called that a month ago.
The new single is called Hunt It.
Hunt It.
Is it good?
We're going to play it live on air. This morning.
You're going to judge.
We're all going to judge.
So we're going to have our own version of the four?
Pretty much.
We can take Safari's seat if the song is trash.
Yes, pretty much.
Safari, we're going to take your seat if the song is trash.
But I know all you ladies are going to call in and say how much you love the song. A lot of people got their taxes back and they want to maybe see Safari. A lot of women have been saying that.
Why you sound like you're a Chippendale
media.
Or something?
Yeah,
right. You make it sound like you're a
prostitute. Safari.
You got their tax money back.
Safari will be dancing. What are you talking about?
There's a lot of funny comments whole Safari challenge and Safari's.
Why are you blushing, ye?
Yeah, stop
Why
talking about his meat. You mentioned it three times, all right?
Jesus Christ.
Jeesh. What we do, we'll talk to him next hour.
Why are you hating so hard, Charlamagne? Just
I'm
relax.
Not hating.
It sounds like some hate
listen,
over there.
I'll be honest, hating. I don't think it's his. I think it was somebody else. He put his head on there. Pause. That just sounded weird.
You know what?
We got front page news next. What are we talking about? Front page news.
A big boy will take it too far.
Imagine you got rejected from Shark Tank. Life's not over. We'll tell you what company Amazon just bought for $1 billion.
And he got rejected from Shaw Tank?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's crew. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Before we do front page news, give Angela Yee a round of applause. I'll wait for you to find that applause.
For what?
It's the 14th day.
Today is her last day of her detox. You're done after today, right?
Yes, after today. I got to make it through the day.
Make it through the day, then you can have a piece of fruit, right?
I can have some mango, I can have avocado, I can have watermelon, I can have arugula.
You excited about that,
aren't
you?
So you've been detoxing just to eat some fruit?
Well, you have to ease back into eating after you detox for 14 days.
Right, you gotta start slow.
You can't just eat something. You have to ease back into it.
And then what happens with your diet after that?
You're supposed to permanently change and make some positive changes in your diet.
You can't go back to whatever it was you was doing, the fast food and the restaurants and the alcohol.
I don't really eat fast food.
Well, restaurants are fast food, too, whether you consider them fast food or not.
Not the same.
Yes, it is. It's not home cooking. It's
not
still
processed.
Yes, it is.
Well, it depends where you go.
Well, a lot of home things you cook at home is processed, too. The meats and anything that you buy, a lot of stuff is processed.
But I'm just saying you can't go back to that lifestyle.
No, you can't. Not supposed to.
Yes.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk the Golden State Warriors. They decided not to go to the White House, huh?
Right. Instead of doing that, they're actually touring an African-American museum in the nation's capital. And Kevin Durant is taking some students as well, because that's his hometown, Seat Pleasant, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And Klay Thompson told the Washington Post that visiting the White House is a great honor, but the team felt uncomfortable going due to other circumstances. He said, we're going to hang out with some kids, take them to the African-American Museum, and hopefully teach them some things we learned along the way, and life lessons, and hopefully give them some great memories.
And don't say other circumstances. Say because of Dope 45, our celebrity-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. We know what the circumstance is.
Yeah, what's understood doesn't necessarily.
It needs to be said sometimes.
Everybody knows what it is.
You got to tell the truth and shame the white devil.
Well, that's dope. Now, let's talk about Shark Tank. These guys that Shark Tank turned down still made $1 billion.
Well, to be fair, one person, actually, Kevin O'Leary, did offer a $700,000 loan, 10% of all sales until the loan was paid off, 7% royalties on all future sales, and a 5% stake in the company. But Jamie Siminoff, who is the founder and chief executive of Ring, it was called DoorBot back then, actually did not think that was a good deal. So he walked away from those terms. And he said he remembers being in tears after that episode. He said, I needed the money. We were out of money at the time. Now, you said you have that. It's a video doorbell that Amazon...
Something very similar. Now, Kevin O'Leary does... all his deals are trash, usually. But the DoorBot is pretty dope. It's when you ring the doorbell, it takes a picture of the person that's there or video, and it goes right to your phone. So you can actually talk to somebody from your phone. It doesn't matter if you're in the house, if you're in Africa, if you're in Wakanda. You could talk to them and buzz them in or choose not to.
See, I have that, but it's not called Ring.
There's a bunch of different ones.
Okay, well, here is Jamie Siminoff when he was on Shark Tank.
Introducing the DoorBot, the first ever video doorbell built for the smartphone. With DoorBot, you can see and speak with visitors from anywhere. It also adds needed security. Think of it as caller ID for your front door.
Now, this is back in 2013, and since then, Amazon bought it for $1 billion.
So let me be clear. Nobody from Shark Tank invested in it.
Kevin O'Leary made an offer.
He makes trash offers all the time.
And it wasn't a good offer. So he walked away from it and didn't get it. He's the only one that made the offer. It wasn't a good offer, so he didn't take it.
So nobody on Shark Tank saw the vision?
No.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for that young man. What's his name again?
Jamie Siminoff.
That is exactly why it doesn't matter what other people think about your dreams or other people think about your visions, because they may not like it, they may not see it, but somebody will get it, God damn it. Right. Whoa, $1 billion, he good.
He great.
He good, he won.
All right, feels good. And ICE has arrested more than 150 people in Oakland. And that is days after the mayor of Oakland gave early warning of the raids that were going to come. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf warned residents that credible sources had told her a sweep was coming and said it was her duty and moral obligation to warn families. That was supposed to give residents time to learn their rights and know what their legal options are as well. But ICE did sweep in and they arrested more than 150 people.
Hold on, is that legal? Can the mayor do that? The mayor can't drop a dime on what the government is about to do. I mean, I respect the fact she did it, but she's not supposed to do that, right?
That's definitely against the law somehow.
She said she doesn't regret sharing this information. It's Oakland's legal right to be a sanctuary city, because they're a sanctuary city, and we have not broken any laws. We believe our community is safer when families stay together.
Well, if they told y'all that they was about to raid the Carter, why did y'all stay there? When people tell you that the trap about to get busted,
run, leave.
Why are you still there?
Listen. Maybe they didn't hear the warning.
Go across the bridge. Go to San Francisco or something. Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a great night, whatever it may be. Get it off your chest. Call us up if you want to spread some positivity, or if you're upset, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Bennett from South Carolina.
Hey, get it off your chest.
I just want to say that I'm truly blessed. I'm doing, I've completed 10 years active duty in the Navy, and I'm just blessed because I have a strong family. I'm a single parent in the military, so it's very difficult to do deployments and stuff with my six-year-old. And I'm just blessed to have the support that I have.
Okay. All right, Mama. We'll keep pushing it. And we appreciate all the service you did for this country.
Oh, and BCBC, Bennett College graduate.
BBC? What's that?
Bennett College graduate.
Bennett College, silly.
Bennett College.
Okay.
That's where my brother Wax graduated from. That is actually the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade. But salute to all the Bennett
Dick
alumni.
Wax graduated from a college?
Wax graduated from college?
Wax got a business degree.
I didn't know that.
He's Bennett Dick alumni. Wax, our guy Chris. Who else went to Benedict? I got a bunch of people. Benedict is that's home. Damn near. I tell you, that's the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th grade.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Chuck from Nashville.
This who?
Chuck from Nashville.
Oh, Chuck from Nashville. Get it off your chest, Chuck.
Yo, I'm feeling good, man. I just want to say that, man. I'm feeling good.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. Thanks.
All right, Chuck. Enough said. Chuck.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, MV, good morning. It's Rick from Brooklyn.
Rick from Brooklyn, get it off your chest.
Yo, Charlamagne, what up? Angela, this is actually for you. So my wife was telling me yesterday about this whole situation with Safari, right? And she was like, what's the big deal? No pun intended. It's like all Jamaicans are kind of built like that, you know? We're all built like that, so I don't know why.
No, they're not.
Shut up, man.
They're absolutely not.
Shut up.
Like what?
MV, oh. MV, one more thing. You're a fresh dude. You get fresh all the time. Why somebody don't teach Charlamagne how to wear his Tim's, yo? Every morning when I look at your pictures, you look like you just came from Mother's Corner yesterday in your Tim's.
I did just come from Mother's Corner yesterday. Listen, I'm a bum, man. I'm broke, baby. I ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying?
That's a damn lie.
Like, I don't have none
your
of that. Tim, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
You always wear your Tim's like it's two sizes bigger than your feet. I don't know, man.
I think Charlamagne is just short with big feet. That's all.
I do got some weird feet, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. My feet are weird. My feet meant to go on somebody else. I'm positive.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, get it off your chest.
I'm just feeling blessed today because I'm about to take my bar exam for New Jersey.
Oh, man. All right, and you feel prepared?
I feel prepared. I've been studying for about 2 months straight now, so.
Well, congratulations. I know how difficult that is, and I know once you finish taking that bar, you're going to have a little celebration.
Definitely.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, nah, man, it's B from Jersey. Just calling to get off my chest about these gun shootings, man. I'm tired of hearing people saying that these white boys is mentally ill or, oh, they have depression issues or this, that, and the third. No, they just crazy and their parents need to take better control of them. We need to start blaming these parents for these shootings rather than blaming these kids.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you can blame the parents either, bro.
You can only blame the parents if they're stealing the parents' guns.
Yeah, because a parent can do a great job, and then a kid can still go out there and shoot up a school. Like, we can't take away the power of choice from people, from individuals.
Right, and they can still have mental issues, but that don't mean that they're not dead-ass wrong, so.
I'm a young black man. I'm 33. I grew up with my moms and my pops. on and off. My mom knew everything I did.
That's true.
Everything before I did it, she knew. I got a whooping before I did things. So you mean to tell me your kid got a gun, ammunition, and it's in a lock safe, and you don't know that your child took this gun out the house?
Oh, no, that I agree with. That's wild. You're not going to bring that. I would never be able to bring that in my mom's house. But as far as, you know, using those weapons or doing some type of crime, that don't got nothing. I don't think that got nothing to do with your parents.
But thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
Not in every situation.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Queen God, DJ Envy, this Fred from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, checking in with you.
Fred, what's going
on,
man?
What's up, Fred?
Get it off your chest, Fred.
Good morning, good morning. Just a couple things this morning. I want to thank God for another week going into another month. This morning, I want to thank my, say happy, Martin Luther, happy...
Fred, you have a good morning, bro.
Fred, what's going on?
Fred, you have a great morning.
Black History Month.
Okay, Fred. Okay. Thank you, Fred.
Fred drunk, man. Fred drunk and high this
morning. He just screamed out Black History Month.
Black History Month. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Z.
V, get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, I get off my chest, man. My girlfriend always looking on my IG, scrolling down my phone, man. When I'm scrolling down my phone and starting arguments and little fights.
What's on your IG? That's so bad that she got to fight with you about it.
I mean, I'm a rapper, so I got promotional people and clubs and stuff like that. And it's like she just sees like promotional strip clubs.
Oh,
and
boy.
Shaking it.
You don't need to pictures, though. You like those pictures?
I mean, I try not to like them.
I try not to. How do you try
not
to?
Support, but as a club promoter, I'm showing support. You gotta show support too to the artist.
Get out of here, man! You ain't gotta show support.
Let me ask you a question. All jokes aside, what's the point of liking pictures? Like, if why can't you just like it in your mind? Like, why do you have to like it on social media? Like, why do you want the world to know that you enjoy this picture?
Unless you're trying to shoot your shot.
Well, I like to spread love. You know what I'm saying?
Well, spreading too much love now.
Come on, man. We gotta be smarter, bro.
Goodbye. This guy's crazy.
Yeah, that's like talking on phones. Like knowing your phone tap. Like, why are you doing that?
Hello, who's this?
What up, though? DJ Envy. It's Thomas Fields, man. What's Chef Fields, man? How y'all doing?
What's going on? Turn your radio down. Get it off your chest.
Oh, my bad. Yes, I'm dying. I'm on station down here in Norfolk, man. Well, I'm about to get out the Navy. I just want to tell you that I'm blessed. I started my own company, a food service company or a meal plan and stuff like that for people like that who are diabetic and stuff like that.
So that's nice.
Shout out. Yeah, my website is sweetsciencechef.com. Shout out to Angelique. Shout out to Charlamagne, 629. I'm a cancer, too. Just let y'all know.
Same birthday.
Okay. All right, bro.
Thanks for motivating everybody. Appreciate it.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. We got rumors on the way, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Last month, I said that I think Safari is going to get a hit record this year. I don't know what made me feel that way or even what made me say it, but I said it. And now he's up here this morning, and he's debuting what he thinks is going to be his hit record. So it kind of all lines up. God does work in mysterious ways.
And I want y'all guys to do a quick homework assignment if you're out there. Go to Safari SoundCloud if you can and listen to the record, and then call us up and let us know what you think.
What's the name of the record? Hunted.
It's called Hunted.
Listen, if you think it's fire, put fire emojis. If you think it's whack, put the dookie emojis, okay?
Yeah, but we need you to call us 800-585-1051 because we want to take your calls again. So
last question, guys.
Yes.
When a man's penis pic leaks, y'all don't look just to compare, like, let me see if mine measures up.
No, you know why? Because I believe in the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There's nothing I can do about my penis size. I am 7 inches 3/4, 8 when it's warm out, with about 2.5 inches of girth. Maybe 3. There's nothing I can do about that.
And we don't even know if that's his. It could be fake. But 800-585-1051. Go to Safari SoundCloud. Listen to the record, Hunt It. Or go to iTunes, listen to it, and call us up right now. We want to hear from you.
Yes, we want to know what you think about the record. We're going to play it when he comes in next hour, too. But
right, well, yeah. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk another TV reboot.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, guess what's coming back on Thursday? Showtime at the Apollo.
Not mad at that one. Mm.
Steve Harvey's hosting, and Adrian Bailon is going to be co-hosting.
How's she going to do both? She's going to do the real
daytime and nighttime. It's not like Showtime at the Apollo's on every day. It's once a week.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Adrian Bailon.
Yeah, so that should be really fun.
I thought they bought that back, though.
But only thing is, the Real is in L.A. The Apollo, obviously, is in New York.
She'll be back once a week. Yeah, you can fly.
She'll probably be taping 2-3 shows a weekend or 4 shows a week. So she's flying and taping.
Talking about Adrian Bylon. I mean, look at all the shows Steve got. Family Feud, his daytime talk show. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess you're
right. If Steve can do it, she definitely can do it.
I'll be on the same jet. I'm concerned about my girl, making sure she doesn't get too exhausted. But yes, I'm excited to watch Showtime at the Apollo. So that's going to be on Thursday. You know what? Atlanta comes back on Thursday also.
I'm going to be watching that.
Okay. I definitely will. I'm really excited for that. Okay, NBA Youngboy, he is going to be staying in jail for longer than anticipated for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. The judge has ordered that he be held without bail.
See, I'm confused on this situation. I didn't know he was actually in jail for what he did to that young lady. I saw the video of him.
Well, he got arrested on a kidnapping warrant. That was all related to him allegedly attacking his girlfriend.
Mm.
And the surveillance video, which you guys up here saw, if everybody didn't get a chance to see it, it shows him body slamming her and then dragging her. Mm-hmm. She says they were just playing around, but the judge clearly doesn't believe that, so he's facing felony kidnapping and aggravated assault charges.
So the law is not believing that whole they was just playing thing.
Yeah, not at this point in time.
Okay.
All right, since we were talking about Atlanta, Bossip actually was on the red carpet when they did the screening party for Atlanta. And they asked about some crazy things that happened. And one of the craziest things that happened is they were shot at. Now, Donald Glover says they also got a surprise visit from Jazzy Faye on set as well. But imagine you're filming and you get shot at while you're on the set.
That's dope. I hope they had the cameras rolling.
Oh, that's crazy.
That'd be some good realness. That's some good B-roll footage.
All right, and here's a really sweet present. Serena Williams' husband actually gave her billboards, 4 billboards of their daughter. How cute was that? I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that, but each billboard had an adorable picture of their daughter, and the message said, "Greatest mother of all time. I wanted to welcome her back to tennis. Designed them myself with some help." So there you go.
Oh, I saw that. You know, that young man is acting his wage. You know what I'm saying? That when it comes to doing things for your significant other, it's about how much money you got. So he was acting his wage when he bought those billboards.
Yeah, super cute present to give somebody.
That is huge.
Close. Always act your wage, people.
Mm-hmm.
And their daughter is absolutely adorable, too. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
All right, ladies, y'all ready? Get all moist? Y'all been sending DMs to this man all week and posting pictures and talking about your
ladies,
love for the penis?
Men, too, I'm sure.
I don't know anything about that.
All right, well, we had to do it for y'all because I know a lot of women were saying, y'all got to get Safari back up there. So we did.
All right, so Safari will be joining us next hour. Tell a friend to tell a friend. It's the Breakfast
Club.
And
he's not just here to talk about his penis.
No.
He has a record that he wants to debut. And since last month I said that I think he's going to have a hit record this year. He thinks he has one now. We'll see.
All right, Safari, when we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. He's coming. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, and he better never, ever DM me again when his meat leaks online, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Safari.
Yo, I feel like I live here.
That should be a good thing.
Listen, please don't ever send DMs when your meat leaks online, man.
Listen, when I was speaking to you, I wasn't thinking
that. Why don't you have Charlamagne's number?
He changes his number a lot.
Yeah,
not changed his number.
No, I sent it to him, though. I said, look, bro. Well, that probably sounded crazy.
Why you sent your number?
I said, bro, don't DM me. Don't DM me on the day your meat leaks, all right? Text me.
I just seen your pic. Here's my number.
Which sounds even worse. I didn't look at the pic.
Well, first of all, Safari, are you comfortable?
You know, I ain't going to lie. This is the first time I left my crib since it happened.
Why? You feel embarrassed?
Nah, because, like, that's not something I want out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nieces, they follow me. They watch everything I do.
Whoa.
My mom's and my sister. So
that's
people who think, yeah, I did it, and I'm trying to do stuff for promo, like...
Is that really your meat? Pause.
Envy, this is so weird. Why you can't ask questions like that? Can I ask those questions without you? Oh, I don't think you should have said that.
I'm sorry. It's awkward. I'm sorry.
You're not sitting on anything, right? You're okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's a valid question, though, Safari. Was that really your meat?
Or is that a porn star and you put your head on it? Pause.
His head was on it? I didn't see it.
You know what?
He's lying.
I really didn't see it.
Is that really, you know what it
means? Where
mean?
Did it come from, though? Who, like, how did that?
Nah, that came, how did that came from my, I think that it came from my Snapchat. Like, you know, when you do stuff and you have it like, damn, you got a picture of my joint printed out in front of you?
No, we all do. Don't worry.
Mine is covered.
You a thought now, Safari. Don't act embarrassed. All right. You have joined the ranks of the Kardashians, Black China. We're gonna call you Black Safari from now on. Black Safari.
I'm not gonna lie, the way like cause when it happened, I didn't even know it happened, and the way my phone and everything was going off, cause I was shooting a video and My joint did not.
Your joint, right? You can't say joint. Say right, your Instagram.
Like, my Instagram, my phone, everything was just going crazy. And I'm just like, yo, please don't tell me that it's real. Because something like this happened before, but it was a fake picture.
Yeah.
That wasn't really me. But then when I seen this, I just was like, you know.
So you DM'd somebody in Snap.
No, okay. I didn't send that to somebody in Snap. Like, you know, sometimes you make a snap and then you save it and keep it.
Nah, we
Why
don't do that,
bro. Why
would
you save and keep that?
Nah, sometimes, you know, you...
What
Why
are
you taking pictures of
it?
Your meat?
First of all, I didn't take a picture of my meat. I took a picture of myself.
With your meat
with
in
your
it?
Meat in it.
That is his.
I be work. Look. I be working my, you know, the V?
Yeah, your pelvic
bone.
I got one of those.
All right, so I be working that hard.
I have one
So
of those.
I just wanted to make sure that my joint is, like... popping.
Then why are you doing it on Snapchat? You go for the filter? You wanted a better filter?
Nah. I just feel like it was they camera's different. You know
you
what I'm
went
saying?
Way below the V. That wasn't just the V. That was like
how low did he go below the V?
You knew what you was doing.
Down to the D.
Who's but I didn't do that and say, okay, I'm gonna put this out.
Come
like,
on,
I have
now.
Absolutely
whose
no
idea was it for you to leak the penis pic?
Come Yo, on. I would never ever no.
Who?
I would never ever do that. Like, why randomly now would I say, okay, I'm gonna go do that?
Well, the reviews have been good. I haven't seen it work for a man yet. This is the first time I've seen nudes work for a man.
That's good. That's
before he got nudes. I've never seen a man have nudes and they work for him.
Yo, nah, my joint is like, I ain't gonna lie, it's overwhelming. While we sit here, I'm like,
your joint
it's
is overwhelming.
Right. Nah, I don't
is overwhelming.
No, I don't mean that, but I'm just saying my phone, like, I'm gonna, here, if you want, I'm gonna let you look through my DMs. Like,
oh, let me
I want people
look.
That's like, chill, like y'all really going crazy with the DMs.
Any
and
celebrities
stuff.
That
like,
you
like
DM?
A lot of women like more singles like this.
It's too
like
much
this.
To see.
Really?
Where is yeah. the pic? Yo, please, where can I get? Hey, big head.
You can't curse me.
I see that from Nikki.
This one says, "I
Who's
love your big DS. Can you send me this video?"
Somebody said
it worked for you, bro.
They've been calling you Captain
Somebody
Hook
said
all day
that
long.
Was me.
Yeah, you can't even
outside.
Yell straight no more. You gotta yell hook.
I thought you didn't see it, Charlamagne.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I'm just
so
going
how
off
do
what
you know?
Say.
Hook
Look at you see how this young lady's just trying to creep on you right now? Wow. You ain't never had a woman bring you a cup of tea before.
No,
now all of a sudden.
I'm not gonna lie, there was damn, I didn't even bring it in here. This somebody.
Hey sweetie, let me come over. Wow, look at these.
Question. Have you ever actually rearranged a woman's organs?
And we're talking to Safari, by the way, from Love
and
Hip Hop New York
now.
One girl
said, at least think about it.
Have I ever rearranged someone's organs? Yes. Well,
I'm trying to pull up on
have
you.
Have you ruined a gutter, too?
I've definitely been in situations where, like, you know, it was... I felt bad for him, and, you know, it was a lot of pain for him. So, I don't know.
Is this the reason why you can't keep a girl?
Nah, I'm not gonna lie.
You haven't had a girlfriend in a long like.
There's been times I've been in situations with like in a situation for a while and it's been a while and it'd be like, yo, don't go all the way. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's something I gotta keep in mind. But I'm gentle anyway. I'm not a rough guy anyway. I'm not gonna be like, you know, I don't like to see people in pain.
I love all this respect that Charlamagne and Envy are giving you this morning. This has been the most respectful that these two have ever been.
What have we ever done?
Thank you. My brothers. We're here. It's a brotherhood.
Safari. These are your sons now, okay?
Listen.
Yes.
Shut up,
hold me down. Hold me down, Charlamagne.
Hold me down. Don't do that literally. Not literally.
Wow. Amanda Seals said you have the kind of that can touch a woman's heart. Have
really?
You ever touched the heart?
Can you breathe?
Look, I don't know what I don't know what women feel like, you know, during the feeling and sensation of intercourse, but it looks like it hurts. So I don't understand how that hurts having something, you know, go all the way into.
So you've made
you.
People bleed before is what you're saying.
Goodness gracious, oh my
gosh.
Goodness gracious.
I'm asking questions.
Have you ever done anal?
I definitely haven't. I don't think that could work.
Somebody would have to be wide open.
You know, I came here to drop off like
a single,
a smash record, and everything is just bulging and
this guy. And you know what you're doing. You really a thot this morning?
No, I'm really like I've been going long and hard.
See what I'm saying?
You're doing
this
on purpose,
No,
I like how you playing this.
No, I've been going all the way.
All the way.
I know you couldn't.
With everything, and just you know, trying to just be my family. That's it.
All right.
And
mom,
I'm sorry.
100 inches.
I
have said that you're going to get a hit record this year. I don't know if this is the record. I'm just saying that I feel in my bones. I said it last month.
You feel it in your bones?
Shut up, man. I feel that Safari going to get a hit record this year.
Well,
I don't know why I feel
lie.
That way.
When you said that, though, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's still crazy how much power this guy has in his mouth. You know,
Safari, what's up with you, man?
You know what? We got more with Safari. And Charlamagne's mouth when we come back.
We have more from Charlamagne's powerful mouth.
What's up, man? Safari's here. Don't move. We'll be back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Safari, aka Scaff Beezy,
aka Black Safari,
aka Captain Hook in the building. You know his penis pictures were just released.
No, call them nudes.
Call them nudes. Call
women
nudes.
He has a song that he wants to promote. Not just his penis pictures. We don't have to always get into his penis.
We've never gotten into his penis. His penis was never a topic of discussion until now.
But I was telling Safari what a great thing to do now is to promote that coconut oil that you have as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely still doing the coconut oil thing. I'm trying to get a new manufacturer and distributor for it. But another thing, too, the amount of crazy offers that I got, like, within the past 2 days for, like, molds for sex toys with a fur coat insert
sex
to keep it in.
Fur wow. coat.
Condoms.
Sounds dangerous.
Like...
That's actually a good idea. All jokes aside,
what?
A dildo that comes with a fur coat, like the little fur coat on the dildo.
Yo,
that's
like
actually
these...
a dope idea.
Everyone use it.
Shut up. Shut up.
You heard about him? Can't yell straight with that one.
No.
You know, Envy likes designer things. He'll get the nice fur.
Shut up.
Yay! Envy's
put it in the Ferrari.
Y'all talk about me.
Shut up.
Envy wants a dildo in a Ferrari.
These guys are not. Anyway, Safari. Now, who was that picture going to, though? Who were you going to send it to?
He said it was just for him.
Nah.
You just don't keep that for yourself in your phone just for you.
Nah, I think, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, I've been dealing with someone and feel like, all right, I could trust this person and send them stuff and, you know, but I still don't think that that's it. I don't know if somebody sent it to somebody else or if my iCloud got hacked or what, but, you know, it definitely wasn't.
Well played publicity move. Safari.
I didn't do it on
Stop
purpose,
it.
Though.
Yes, you did.
Because you got nothing but ladies and gay men going at you like
well
crazy.
Played. Never seen nudes work for a man. Do you send penis pics to Nikki from time to time just to make her jealous?
I don't even have her number, so definitely I don't think we're in that headspace anymore to do that type
headspace.
Of thing.
Headspace.
Got you.
Now, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? So and that's another thing when I be thinking about this whole situation when I'm like, damn, if I was in a relationship, this wouldn't have happened because... You know, when you're in a relationship, I'm pretty sure you send pictures. I'm pretty sure you...
Never.
I never have.
Never, ever in my life.
Yeah,
all right. I don't have anything to
I've never done that. I'm a grower, not a shower, so I don't got nothing to send anyway.
Yeah, that picture would be terrible, probably.
Damn, ye.
I'm saying, if you send a picture, it got to be, like, attractive. Nobody's going to send out a little...
But let me tell you another thing, too. Let me tell you another thing. If I was to do that, I would have made sure that I was correct. When I did it.
So you weren't erect, is what you're... Well, yeah, because it was hanging down.
You are a show-off.
This guy is a show-off.
Exactly.
I'm not showing off. I'm just saying if I would have did it...
Safari, has any girl ever said, no, it just can't happen, I'm not doing this?
You know, I'm waiting until I'm married.
To do what?
To have sex.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Because who's the young lady out there that just came in?
Word of mouth, I was thinking that when rappers come to the show early in the morning, they don't get a chance to drop off their work, so he had to bring it with her. He had to bring her with him.
Yo, listen, man. 100 on this. Whoo! Straight!
Nick, make sure you get a video of the woman in the lobby for me.
So do you feel like this single is it? This is going to be the one?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, let's talk about this single.
I just thank you. Angela, that's why I put all of my trust in you.
Whoa, you don't want all that in you.
Is that the nickname for your penis?
You don't want all that in you.
Just trust the nickname for your penis, sir.
No. Like, I guarantee you I'm going to have everybody doing... Just dance to it.
What's the dance?
I want y'all to do the dance to it. The video is hard. Like,
you playing this out to the T, and I am proud of you, man. This is great.
No, seriously. Like, the song is hard. The video is going to be hard. Like, everything about this record is just going to be full blast.
Does the dance have anything to do with your pelvic area? How does the dance go?
I'm going to show you. We're going to do it together.
I'm
do
not
it
doing
together.
It with you.
Wow.
Wow.
Gonna,
we could do it together.
I don't have no rhythm. All the penis size probably to compete with whatever.
Did you click on the hashtag Safari Challenge? Did you see that?
I haven't. I've seen the memes and stuff, but I haven't seen a Safari challenge.
Tell them what the challenge is, Yee.
I guess it's a lot of guys right now trying to emulate what it is that you did. So that's the Safari challenge.
Well, it's bad now that he told us that he was on soft when the pictures came out.
And that's even worse, right?
So I'm sure a lot of these dudes were fully erect when they was trying to do their Safari challenge.
No, because it can't be. In order for it to have the swing that it had, it has to kind of not be...
Damn,
so you got that kind of hang time? So this is like a Jamaican thing. Because I remember my homeboy told me a story one time.
Oh, boy.
That he walked in on this Jamaican dude having sex with his girl. And he said when that dude stood up, it was dropped down his knee. He said he looked at the dude and said, man, just hurry up, man, and get out my house. That's all he could tell him.
I don't know. That definitely is a stigma with Jamaican men. But, you know, I just thank God that I'm able to just, you know, be alive and, you know, just preach the word of positivity. And love and laughter.
Who sent you the best big head text so far? Hey, big head.
Anybody?
I ain't gonna lie. It is kind of whack, though, that when it's like it happened, the people who are hitting me up, I'm like, I haven't spoken to you in God knows how long. What you hitting me up for? You want to chill? I
don't
chill.
Women.
Both. Mm. And it's like, dudes, it's like, I know they ain't on no funny style, but it's like, what, because you want to see me, take a picture with me, put it up and show you with me? It's like.
Dudes were doing that?
Yeah, it's like people hit me and it's like, nah, I'm like, yo, it's
what you mean? Like they oh, I'm confused.
They probably want to hang out and
you know, sometimes boom, if somebody you ever been around people and they know you and because they're like, all right, boom, I'm with Charlamagne's Kobe. Yo, what up?
Yeah, I'm just here chilling.
Don't mind me, that's just Charlamagne in the back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you was getting a lot of attention that day, so then people started taking pics of you.
Yeah, I start seeing old pictures and I'm just like, you know, come on, at least, you know, be genuine with it.
All right, but music-wise, I'm sure now you're going to use this to your advantage.
Yeah.
Has anybody hit you up to do music with them that you're like, okay?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, people got some hits. But then also, too, I know how some people are when it comes to the business. They want to make sure, you know what? I know everyone's probably blowing him up. Let me wait a little bit because I know there were some people who were like, I'm going to wait a little bit and then start hitting them the day after.
I would say one thing about Safari. Mm-hmm. He's a good sport. You know, no matter... how hard, pause, we go at him or make fun of him, he still comes up here, he still considers us friends, and now it's time to get into his record.
And y'all been going at me so long and so hard for so many years. Like, you, especially you, Charlamagne, yeah, you've been going on me the hardest.
Black Safari, I've never gone in on you hard, okay, Black Safari?
The hardest.
Okay, but I am the person that said I think you're going to get a hit record this year.
He did say that.
Okay,
in the name of
and
Jesus.
And if it came from that powerful mouth, you know.
Because
you know what it is? People, you have a likability that people like for some reason. People dig you. People think you...
I'm a nice guy. That's why.
No matter what, he is a nice person. You can't deny that. And you're very resilient. I think one of the main things that people need to do instead of... there's a lot of haters out there. Of course, it's a difficult position to be in when you're first trying to put out
your
music.
There's definitely a couple different positions to be in.
Difficult, she said.
I said difficult.
What have you found to be the most difficult position you've ever put a woman in?
I feel like the most painful for a woman is you know...
doggy style.
Yeah, doggy is... like,
back shots?
Yeah.
Got you.
See, look how she answered it for me.
That's because a man has all the control in that situation, really.
Well, let's get into the record right now.
Black Safari.
We're going to open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Safari,
oh, so we about to play it right now?
But we got to have people call in and tell us what they think of it.
Well, let
record.
Him intro it.
Okay, so look. Let me get this thing ready.
What the hell is
Ladies
that?
And gentlemen, New York City, Brooklyn, let's get into it.
We're nationally syndicated.
Let me take it off.
150 countries.
150 countries, 80 markets, the world. Please get into my new record called Hunted by Me, produced by Swift on Demand. This record's a smash. Cheer!
Call us right now if you think it's whack. Tell us if you think it's dope. Tell us, okay? 800-585-1051. All right? Don't be afraid to put the dookie emojis all under Safari's page if
it
the record is whack.
Straight
if
fire.
You think it's
Let's
fire,
go.
Put the fire emojis under his page. Whoa.
Let's get into the
now
record.
We're
going
to
no
talk
talking.
To you when you come back.
No talking. Let's get into all this right. record.
Your organs look like they might have had experience Safari.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, now, what y'all think of the record now?
I actually like the record. I think it's all right.
Oh!
Now, I said last month that I think Safari going to get a hit. I don't know if this is going to be the hit, but if it is, cool. But I think the record sound all right.
The first time I heard it, I was like, ah. Then I seen Safari last night, and he played me the record again in a loud atmosphere, and he performed it, and I was like, this record's dope.
It's a fun club song.
But our opinion means nothing. Let's go to the phones.
We'll go to the phones.
Go to the phones.
All right, here we go.
See if Safari going to get this slander.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Aramis, man, in Texas.
What's up, man? Safari's here. What you think of the record?
Man, I don't know, man. I really feel you need to tighter delivery, man. I like the music. I like the beat. I mean, I like the concept, but, you know, I mean, I think it's a process in the making. Let's put it like that.
Man. I don't understand man, what you're saying. Get the hell off the phone. We don't know what you're talking about.
You
say
you like the beat, you like the music.
On,
I don't get what you're talking about.
Like,
what is that?
He doesn't
want to
like it.
He saw your penis pic, man. He's jealous.
Yeah, man. Jealous. I understand. Listen, don't be mad at me. Be mad
Hello.
At your girl.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Adrian from Florida.
Hey, Safari's here. What you think of the record, Mama?
He always have a good hit.
Oh, you like it? You
she likes it.
What she say? What she say?
He always got a good hit.
That ain't true. So I don't know why she's telling that lie.
Thank you. 100 on this. 100 on that.
Did you see Safari's penis pictures?
No, I haven't seen them. I'm married. I haven't looked at them, but I've seen the comments.
Thank you for respecting me and my privacy.
Like man, shut up. You don't have private parts anymore. Your parts are all over the public for people to see.
Hello, okay? Who's this?
Hey, what up? This is Reed from Dykeman.
What's up, bro? What did you think of Safari's joint song?
His song, not his penis.
His song.
Yo, I just listened to that, boy. And is he trying to be like the fourth member of the Migos? Because that sounds straight Migos-esque.
But is that good or bad?
Did you like it?
You ain't answer the question. Where you said you from? It don't matter, because I don't care. Nobody else does. Next caller.
Damn, Safari.
Damn, Safari.
Hello, who's this?
That's how they talk to me on Instagram.
Oh. What up, y'all?
Well, we got Safari here. What you think of the song?
Yo, he came up there last time, and Charlamagne was like, nah, y'all, that's not it.
What about this time?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's not it, y'all.
You don't like it?
You don't think it's it?
Nah, that's not it, man.
Listen, you ain't it. Get the hell off the phone. Your opinion don't matter.
The people are speaking.
This is live Instagram.
This means nothing, though. We had a guy that was on Shark Tank and none of the judges liked him, and his idea still sold for $1 billion.
Exactly. Okay? Thank you.
So I think the record is cool. Personally,
yeah. I like the record, I told him I will support this record. I haven't supported any of his records before.
Thank
but
you.
This one, you're willing
this one, I'm gonna support. I like this record.
But
and
nothing
I'm
can take Safari's confidence because he clearly has a big penis. So you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Whoever that guy was, his girl probably he probably looked in her web browser and saw the search for it. So I'm sorry about that. Whatever your name was. So
let's take one more. You got any more? Let's take one more. Let's see what happens.
All right, let's see who this is. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. Safari's here. Did you listen to the record?
Yes, I did. Hey, Safari. Liked your picture, too.
But did you like the record?
Did you like the record?
Yes. Yes, I love the beat. The beat is fire. But, I mean, the lyrics is okay. It's all right. You know, I mean, I'm not going to hate on you, Safari. I've been watching you on Love & Hip Hop. You're doing your thing. I love Paradise, but, honey, I love the beat, but it's all right.
So you like Paradise? You like Paradise better than Hunted?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't worry. Paradise is still there, too. But, honey, it's going to happen.
I like Honey better than Paradise.
Here's the thing, though.
Thank you, Mama.
You don't need lyrics to have a hit record nowadays.
Yeah, you're talking about lyrics. What the hell are y'all talking about? You're going to be saying words.
I think the record is okay. I think it's cool. You didn't ask me anything about the lyrics, though. But the overall record, I think it's okay. Yeah, I think it's cool.
And I dumbed myself down a little bit for this record.
Now,
you know?
Stop it, Safari. Now, you haven't really smartened up too much on the lyrics. Like, stop.
I've been barred up for a minute for some time now.
Don't let that discourage you, Safari. You keep pushing that record.
Listen,
I feel like your spirit just went down a little bit after those phone calls.
No, because it's like Instagram comments. People hit me on Instagram and say BS all the time, but
yeah.
I also think sometimes you hear a song once, it's really hard to say.
Like I said, the first time I heard it, I was like,
yeah. He had a feeling when he heard it the first time, and then he heard it again. So I think sometimes stuff has to grow on you, too, because automatically.
Hey, yo. Wow.
So you're saying that Safari's a grower.
You can't say that with him.
Clearly, he's a shower, but he's a grower, too. That's what you do, Safari. They don't really like this record. Leak a picture of your penis hard. Boom.
Why are you going to advise him to do that?
All I'm saying is I think that Safari is
going
to get a hit record this year.
As soon as 1 million people buy the song, he's going to put out the hard picture.
I don't know if it's going to be this record.
Listen, Hunted is on iTunes. It's everywhere right now. It's on Audio Mac, all that. Video about to drop. Learn to dance. Get up on my page.
You still ain't show us the dance.
He was doing it while he
was
doing
it. I'm busy picking up money.
He was too busy picking up the money off the floor.
Why you got a hoodie full of money right there, Envy? Shut up.
Oh, hey, my gosh. Envy does.
Y'all need to... Yo, his hoodie is full of money. You need to give that to...
That's what I said.
We'll give it to a homeless person. Homeless person outside.
She was in here working and dancing.
Yeah,
she was
in here working.
Okay. Safari, have a blessed day. I'm sorry that nobody liked your record this morning.
We liked the record. If you didn't hear it, I'm going to play it in the mix this morning.
Yes, thank you. It's going to be in the mix. You're going to hear it a lot of places. Video about to drop. I'm going to still do what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep on being lit.
Make a song called That Ain't It.
That ain't it.
Yeah, people be like, my lyrics, that ain't it.
I'm going to do the, I'm gonna do the pull up the socks. The pull up the socks is coming, too.
Pull up the socks. Woo!
Swish. I got it.
See? Safari
ain't playing. This is the most supportive Charlamagne has ever been of Safari.
Hey, man.
This morning.
I actually do always support Safari on the low. Whether or not you agree with my methods of support. Okay? I think Safari's a nice guy. All right?
All right.
He's a genuine dude.
Well, Safari, we appreciate you for joining us.
Straight!
You didn't say that with much confidence, man. Don't let them phone calls get to you, man.
Straight!
And when we get in the video, man?
Videos dropping. Videos dropping next week. 100 on the wrist, all right? 100 on this, 100 on whip, 100 on everything. Straight!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Safari. Adiala.
That's messed up. Y'all took them calls saying his record whack right in front of his woman, man. That's terrible, man.
That's not his woman. How you know that's his woman?
Still,
ask if that's his woman.
She was moist until she heard them phone calls. She was like, we on our way.
She like it.
She like it. This guy's a jerk. It's the Breakfast Club Safari.
Whoop.
The Breakfast Club.
God bless Safari, man.
Yeah, God bless Safari. I'm in here getting all my ones together.
Yeah, you and me both.
Both of you.
I feel like I work at Starlitz. I feel like I work at G5. I feel like I work at Magic City.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Dr. K's.
What's the spot in Houston called? What's the... I forgot. I don't remember.
Look, I just found some.
Be live. I'm in here counting
all
my money.
Look at that money up there, man. Look at all that money up there. I'll get that money. I ain't telling you. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk SZA.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, this was really cute. Now, SZA's father actually was singing along to Broken Clocks from his car, and he said he is in tears when he hears that song. Check it out.
Every time I hear this song, sweetie, I'm in tears. I love this song for you. I love your whole album, but this is one of my favorite songs. Every time I hear this song, I'm in tears. I gotta stop this. I'm sorry.
Wow,
that's dope.
I think that's so cute. If you guys, I mean, that's Broken Clocks, but here's a snippet of the actual song so y'all could be in tears when you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just take it day by day. Ooh, never hearing what they say. Ooh, I just do it my way. All I got is these broken clocks. I ain't got no time. Just burning daylight. Still love, still love.
Hey, man, drop one of Clues Bombs for SZA's Dizzle. Okay? Ain't nothing like that daddy-daughter love, all right?
Absolutely.
I went to go see Wrinkle in Time the other night with my daughter, and I told her, I said, if I ever get lost in the universe, you better come save me.
Now, on Twitter, she responded and said, really love you, daddy. Thank you for loving me forever, my favorite warrior.
Nothing like daddy-daughter love, man.
Now, a little back story, a little behind the scenes. When SZA was up here, one of the main things that she was concerned about in her interview
was how her dad would perceive her.
How would her dad react to anything that she said in this interview? She was like, I got to make sure my dad.
For real.
They're from Jersey.
Yeah, they're from Jersey.
Yeah.
Daddy-daughter love is the best, man.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Daddy SZA.
That's why I don't understand you guys who don't take care of your little girls. Sons, I can see why you abandon them, but your girls...
Shut up. Don't abandon
them. They shouldn't abandon any of your kids, man.
Why. Get out of here. All right, now let's talk about Tiffany Haddish. We told you yesterday about her having signed her deal with Netflix to do her stand-up special, which she did before all this controversy that happened. Clearly, that was something that had been in the works for some time. And then there was a rumor that it was $800,000 that she was getting. Well, turns out she also has another deal at Netflix, as we've discussed previously, and that's for an animated series, Birdie and Tuca, that she's going to be in. And that's actually what that money was for.
Yeah, so all you idiots online have been tweeting me all day yesterday saying, Wanda got off at $250 and Monique got off at $500 and Tiffany only got $800. How you feel, Charlamagne? Shut up, because you don't know what you're talking about. She got $800,000 to do 10 episodes of that series. And she's executive producer, so that's a whole nother check she'll be receiving on top of the $800 she's getting just for voicing the bird.
All right, well, that's...
the bird.
That sounds great.
So shut up.
All right, now let's talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He was supposed to be doing a video in New York, in Brooklyn, and it was in Crown Heights. He had 700 people in the streets. His crew, they were all ready to go, but he didn't have a permit for the production. You can't do that. You can't have hundreds of people.
He did all his videos like that, so he didn't think he would get in trouble.
Well, he did. NYPD showed up. They swooped in, and He promoted everything on social media. That's why there were so many people out there. Cops told them it was a dangerous situation. And there were also threats online. Obviously, there's a lot going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine, so the cops had to break it up and shut down his music video.
They had to get him out of there. They had to put him in the back of a car.
Yeah, they took him to the police station. They said it was for his own safety, and they didn't want to arrest him, and that's where he got picked up from.
I ain't going front, man. This can't be no more than $300-$400 in ones, and I'm already tired. I don't know how y'all used to do it during the Big Meech era.
Yeah, I know. Jesus, I don't know. I'm at 150 right now.
You guys are over here still counting money from Safari.
I would love to know how a professional stripper, how long would it take her just to stack this little $400 up?
Yeah, they put it in a big garbage
bag. You got $400?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh.
All right, and let's talk about Barbara Streisand. Now, she talked about cloning her dog, right? And apparently she has her dogs, Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. They were cloned from Samantha, who died at 14. She says the cells were harvested from cells taken from the mouth and stomach of Samantha, from the dog. Now, PETA is saying they want celebrities to stop cloning their dogs. As much as you love your pet, there's a point that you just have to let those animals go. They made a statement to Page Six. They said, "We all want our beloved dogs to live forever, but while it may sound like a good idea, cloning doesn't achieve that. Instead, it creates a new and different dog who has only the physical characteristics of the original animal's personalities, quirks, and very essence simply cannot be replicated. And when you consider that millions of wonderful adaptable dogs are languishing in animal shelters every year or dying in terrifying ways when abandoned, you realize that cloning adds to the homeless animal population crisis."
How does cloning add to the homeless population when they're making more dogs?
What they're saying, but there's so many dogs that need to be adopted. So instead of adopting a dog that needs a home, you're creating
your own dog.
another dog.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not into the whole cloning thing, too, because it starts with dogs, and the next thing you know, you're cloning people.
I don't know if y'all saw a Pet Cemetery.
Okay. No, I didn't see that.
You never seen Pet Cemetery?
No.
Stephen King movie?
No.
Where they wanted to, the dog died and they buried it and then it came back evil.
That's why
killed people.
No. That's why I don't even
and
like
then
giving
it to people.
I saw Pet Cemetery, but that's why I don't even like giving DNA samples. Because I'm like, why are y'all saving this DNA? You know, like, you know when you do these 23andMe.com
stuff? But you just told us, you just gave us a DNA sample.
Oh, I'm definitely doing my African ancestry.
So why would you just...
But I'm just saying, one reason I don't like doing that is because I feel like they're using that DNA for something. They're going to start cloning people in a minute, okay? It's only a matter of time. I think it's some clones running around here right now.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Let me get the rest of these singles out. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
Somebody in Florida who don't need to be cloned. All right.
Goodness. How many times you going to get somebody Florida donkey?
Florida might be full of clones. I keep telling y'all that the craziest people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And the way the people in Florida act sometimes just makes me think that y'all can't quite be human all the way.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey. It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, I'm still in here counting ones from Safari, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to my guy, Kaz.
Wow, that's a lot. You still going.
Still counting. Kaz just texted me and said, boy, the coonery was strong in that Safari interview. Hey, you stand down, Kaz. Donkey of the day for Wednesday, February 28th, goes to a young man from Florida named Dylan Nathaniel Znides. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. It's X-Y-N-I-D-E-S. Now, what does your uncle... What, you got a pronunciation? What is... No, that's not how you pronounce
Dylan
it.
Dylan Xenitis.
Dylan Xenitis. All right. Dylan Xenitis. Now, what does your Uncle Shala always say about Florida kids? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And every time I'm in Florida, people ask me to stop saying that. But y'all keep showing and proving that is true, okay? I was just in Miami last week at Florida International University, and the kids there was like, we not all crazy, okay? Well, y'all the minority. Because Dylan is an 18-year-old Florida high school student, and I'm not just going to give him donkey of the day. I have to give donkey of the day to the administration of this school he attends, which is Pasco High School in Dade City. Now, we all know on Valentine's Day, a guy whose name I won't say because I feel like a lot of times people do these heinous acts because they want to be famous, but we are all aware of the guy who went into Parkland High School and killed 17 students and faculty with an AR-15. On the 14th, and this guy was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder, as he should have been. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but after hearing what happened at Parkland High School, there's a few things I wouldn't be doing if I was a teenager at a school anywhere in America, but especially Florida. Unless, of course, I wanted a problem. Well, old Dylan must have wanted a problem.
Let's go to WFLA NBC for the report, please.
18-year-old Dylan Exonitis is accused of bringing an AR-15 to school. Fellow students going to the fair tell me Dylan made a stupid mistake. As Pasco High students were wrapping up third period, a school administrator noticed shotgun shells in the back of a pickup. Further investigation uncovered a gun case in the seat with a Delton AR-15 inside with ammunition. Dade City police don't believe Dylan meant any harm. Dylan's friends tell me he just got the rifle. They worry his education and potential baseball career are ruined.
Big mistake, all right. Dylan Exonitis is facing a third-degree felony. They say he and his mother are cooperating.
Okay, Parkland High School just got shot up on the 14th with an AR-15 in Florida. So this week you decide to bring an AR-15 to a school in Florida. Now this is stupid on so many levels. Number one, the administration and the police in Florida, Dade City, said they do not believe that the teenager planned a threat to the school, but that the decision to bring the gun was a terrible decision. In fact, Dade City Acting Police Chief James Walter said, "We have no reason to believe there was a threat implied or otherwise. Poor judgment is what we can chalk this up to." I am so confused on what is happening in Florida. Is it something in the water? Police said in a statement, "By all accounts, Zanides is said to be a very good young man with no prior disciplinary actions noted by school administration." I don't care. Okay, even several students said they didn't think the teenager meant to harm anyone and said they did not think he should be expelled. Florida, what's wrong with y'all? Okay, you got to get rid of him off principle alone. Don't you see how the optics for this look? A school in Florida just got shot up. 17 people killed with an AR-15. And you decide to bring an AR-15 to school and the administration, the police, and the students think that this guy posed no threat? How y'all know? Florida, what's up with y'all, man? Y'all want me to believe that people in Florida aren't crazy, but Dylan is crazy for bringing the gun to school? And y'all are insane for just brushing it off? Why are y'all so trusting? Whose son is this? What powerful white man's penis did Dylan come from? Because the white privilege is strong on this one. If it's not white privilege, then I don't know what to call it, okay? Now, the young man is facing felony charges, as he should, but it doesn't seem like they are taking it seriously, all right? This man should be persecuted to the highest extent of the law because you should not be playing like this in 2018. And to say things like he didn't mean any harm, how do y'all know? Seriously, how do y'all know? How you know you couldn't possibly have a bad day and then decide to do some harm because you got the AR-15 in the truck? You don't get to bring guns to school, period. You can't leave it in your truck, nothing. If you bring it on campus, you should be considered a threat and you should be persecuted as such, period. Pasco High School, police in this area, how do you expect for people to take gun legislation serious in this country if y'all don't?
Exactly.
Okay? Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Dylan, Pasco High School, and the police in Dade City the biggest hee-haw.
Yes.
Come on, man. I don't want to hear that he didn't mean no harm. Don't even bring it to school. All right? You can't. If somebody walked in this building right now and told me I got an AR-15 in my bag, guess what Charlamagne is doing after I finish counting these ones?
Run.
Calling 911 immediately.
You should do that before you finish counting the ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
If someone tells you that.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
And I need to get my priority.
My people from VLive just hit me up and said Charlamagne shouldn't be picking up the money off the floor. That would be a fine.
Well, you ain't never seen me in the strip club, huh?
I've actually seen him pick up money off the floor in the actual strip club.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm consistent with my birdism, okay?
Yeah,
consistently
crazy.
But I've also seen him throw all the money that he got paid to host.
That was stupid.
That was
dumb. I did that in Miami. I did that at, what's the name of that club?
King of Diamonds.
King of Diamonds. That was stupid. We got
Charlamagne has two extremes. Either he's picking up the money from the dancers or he's throwing all his money.
Yeah, that's when I used to host clubs and stuff like that. And they gave me the back half of my money in the club, which was the stupidest thing that anybody could have done.
And you just threw it.
Threw it all. Felt dumb as hell.
Damn it, man. All right. Well, that was Donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. She'll help you with all your problems. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, it's time for Ask Ye. We have Ebony on the line. Ebony, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your question for Ye?
Okay, my question is, Ye, when you run into some money, how do you, like, begin to establish those boundaries with your family? Like, okay, I understand you may break them off a little bit, but, like, do you give them an allowance? Do you only help them out when they ask?
Okay, so you say you ran into some money. So you're doing really well financially, or what do you mean you ran into some money?
Taxes.
Yeah, doing well. I'm starting to do well financially.
Okay. And you need to make sure that you take care of yourself, though, because that is your money. Now, what does your family need from you?
Well, they're still living paycheck to paycheck, you know? So anything, everything can help.
All right. But do they need it, or you just want to do nice things for them?
I want to do nice things for them.
And you definitely can do that. But I will say this. Whenever I come into some money or things are going really well, I try not to talk about it too much with my family because you don't want family all in your pockets. If you decide to do nice things for them, you do it every now and then, but they don't have to know what your financial situation is because that's really your business. And you don't want people, because at a certain point sometimes with family, it can become a situation where they're always asking you for something and you don't want to have to be that person they rely on, because who have you been relying on? Who's been giving you money all this time?
A job.
Exactly. So at the same time, you don't want to enable people, and everybody's got to figure it out and maneuver on their own. Now, if there's an emergency and they come to you, I just feel like it's important to not let people know what it is that you're making. Obviously, if you can help out, you should. Obviously, if you want to do something nice, if you're like, hey, I want to get a present for this person or maybe give this person a little bit of money. But I don't think that you should go overboard unless it's something that they come to you in confidence with in confidentiality with an emergency. But other than that, girl, establish yourself and take care of yourself. Do the things that you need to do for you, because you need to continue to be financially stable and continue to thrive so that later on down the line you're always good.
Well, thank you so much. Did Safari's song pass your 30-second test?
What the hell is the 30-second test?
30 seconds to see if you like a record or not.
For 30 seconds and you turn it off if it's whack.
Do you work at a radio station? That sounds like a call-out research hook. By the way,
you said that on, said it up here before.
I listened to you.
Yeah, Charlamagne don't even remember the stuff he says.
Yes.
I don't remember.
He's busy counting money, Ebony. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think 30 seconds is enough time to say if a record is good or not, boo.
See, now, see, Charlamagne just got a bunch of money because Safari threw some money in here, right?
Yeah.
And he's collecting that. He doesn't need it. So that's what I'm saying. When it comes to your family, sometimes they don't need it.
We all need a little extra change, okay? So, by the way, as soon as I'm sitting there counting this money and got a phone call from somebody in Monk's Corner needing a little bread.
No, you're going to send that right over.
And I'm going to send this right over. Thank you, Safari.
I hope you're not going to send in the singles.
Yes, I am. I'm going to Western Union with all these ones. I promise you I am.
My goodness. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Post Malone with Rockstar. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. What's your question for Yee?
Well, my boyfriend of 3 years, I just found out he's addicted to porn. And we haven't been intimate for like a year. So I spent a year thinking, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Feeling self-conscious. And then I come to find out that's what he's been doing. And he's kind of being so blasé about it. And I'm like, you need help.
How do you know that he's addicted? Tell me what some of the signs are.
Well, he told me he's watching up to 4 hours of porn a day. He's doing it when he's at work, when I'm sleeping. Mm. Basically, anytime he's not with me, he's watching porn.
Is there something that he wants to get help with? Does he acknowledge that he's addicted?
Yeah, he's like, I'm addicted, but I'm just going to quit cold turkey. It'll be fine. And I'm like, hello?
Yeah, one of the first things, and addiction is a serious thing, so it's not anything to be taken lightly to think that perhaps you don't need to get help with it, because I know some people are embarrassed about it, but it is important to get professional help when you feel like you have any addiction problem, to find out what that stems from and to make sure that it doesn't affect you for the rest of your life. You need to deal with it. So it is important for him to seek out help in order to overcome that addiction, and I think you should be really supportive when it comes to that.
Yeah, so, like, what do I do if he won't, like, address it? Because I'm like, should I leave? Like, I'm thinking about, because I have two kids from a previous relationship, and he's been neglecting me, the kids, like, he's just in his own world. So I'm like, how long do I put up with this before I'm like, if you don't get help, I'm out?
Yeah, I think if you love him and you care about him, it might be time to do an intervention, and part of that might mean that you have to do the research. Find somebody that you know can help him get some. Maybe you can find a therapist, or somebody could recommend somebody to you that they've worked with that they know is good. But there's all kinds of porn addiction hotlines that you can call in order to get help. And it does affect everything. Obviously, it's affecting his work. It's affecting his relationship. And that's something that he has to be able to step up and say, okay, I know I have a problem with this addiction. I know I can't handle this issue on my own. And I want to seek help. Now, clearly, your first priority is your kids. So if this is affecting your relationship with each other and he's not willing to seek that help, then it might not be much that you can do about it. You can't stick around and watch somebody self-destruct in that manner. But I would be as supportive as I can. Obviously, you love him and you want to see him get treated, but he's got to want to do it for himself as well.
Yeah, thank you. Seriously.
Okay, well, good luck with that. And make sure you do some research to find the right porn addiction treatment center for you. They have all kinds of treatment advisors you can speak to and get some more information, because clearly I'm not an expert on that situation, but I do know it's something that you have to address professionally and something that he has to want to do.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
All right.
No problem.
Good luck, mama.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee. We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Janelle Monae and her new album. An icon actually helped her with this album. One of my favorite artists of all time, and we'll tell you who that is.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Who you talking to?
Oh, this ain't the money phone. I'm an old nigga, so I got the money Bluetooth. You know what I'm saying? The young boys got the money phone, but I got the money Bluetooth. You see what I'm saying?
Why is all singles?
What you mean?
These
why
young
is
boys
all
use 20s and hundreds.
They ain't got it like them young boys. You know what I'm saying? Them young boys got that bread. I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Right. But this is my little money Bluetooth, my little $300 that somebody else gave me.
Right.
Yes, sir.
What you do for that money, though?
Well, I was actually sitting in here doing my job, and we had a rapper named Safari in here this morning who decided to throw a bunch of ones around because he was promoting his new single, Hunted. And, you know, me being the bird that I am, I decided to take some of those ones off the floor and from around the studio. And I'm still finding ones, by the way.
Me too.
I just been looking around the room and I'm still finding ones. So
my goodness.
My Bluetooth money. This is my Bluetooth phone.
How much you got there?
Money Bluetooth.
How much you got?
I don't know. I ain't counted.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Janelle Monae.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Janelle Monae's new album, she says that Prince was her collaborator. You know how much I love Prince.
Mm-hmm. Prince dead.
Yeah, but
I'm sure before he died.
Before he died, silly.
Oh.
All right, it's called Dirty Computer, and she talks about the influence that he had over her and over that album. Here's what she had to say when she was on with BBC One Radio.
Prince actually was working on the album with me before he passed on to another frequency.
Wow.
And helping me come up with sound and I really miss him. You know, it's hard for me to talk about him. But I do miss him, and his spirit will never leave me.
By the way, Janelle Monae is the most beautiful woman in the music industry. I've said that before,
Janelle
but it's not even close. I saw her the other night at the Wrinkle in Time premiere. Janelle don't even look real. She looked like a doll.
Well, she also performed...
Not a voodoo doll either, like a porcelain.
At the BET Awards when Prince was given a Lifetime Achievement Award back in 2010, and then after he passed... She was one of the people who actually did the tribute to Prince after his death at the BET Awards yet again. All right, she also said, I wouldn't be as comfortable with who I am if it had not been for Prince. I mean, my label, Wonderland, would not exist without Paisley Park coming before us. He would probably get me for cussing, but Prince is in that free MF-er category. That's the category when we can recognize in each other that you're also a free MF-er. Whether we curse or not, we see other free MF-ers. David Bowie, a free MF-er. I feel their spirit. I feel their energy. They were able to evolve. You felt that freedom in them.
Yeah, you do. Drop on the clues bombs for Prince. We all met him up here one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture from him when he was floating away, because he literally was floating. And I don't care what nobody say. I saw it with my own eyes. We all saw it. He floated away, and I took a picture. And when I showed everybody the picture, 10 seconds later, the whole picture went dark.
Well, too bad you didn't have that money phone then. All right.
You think Prince care about money?
And that's a true story. People ask me about that all the time. But yes, Prince was up here. Yes.
He did not float away.
Yes,
he did float away.
We saw it.
He had two tall girls next to him.
Two older women. Yep. Two old ladies.
And he floated away. And Charlamagne took the picture.
And
the
I showed y'all the picture. The picture did disappear.
I showed y'all the picture. Y'all saw it. Him floating away.
The picture definitely
10 seconds later, wherever that picture was on my phone was just a black space. I said, Lord have mercy, this man ain't human.
That's why you can't be trying to take sneak pictures of Prince.
Definitely trying to sneak a picture.
God was with him.
All right, Cardi B's on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine. And the one excerpt that everyone's talking about is what she has to say about sticking it through with Offset. She said, it's like everybody's coming down my neck. Like, why are you not leaving him? You have low self-esteem. I don't have low self-esteem. I know I look good. I know I'm rich. I know I'm talented. I know I could get any man I wanted, any basketball player, football player, but I want to work out my ish with my man, and I don't got to explain why. I'm not your property. This is my life. I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to decide on my decision. It's not right what he effing did, but people don't know what I did because I ain't no angel.
That's her, and that's, he's absolutely right. That's her business. Why do people care what she do in her relationship?
Why are we still talking about it, though? This happened a while ago. It's over.
Well, Well, she just talked about it in the interview.
Yeah, anyway. She's on the cover of Cosmo. This is in the interview.
Put your money Bluetooth in and I'll call you and tell you what's going on. Put your money Bluetooth in.
All right, now let's talk about Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of the late Elvis Presley. And you guys also remember she was married to Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a worth of $100 million, but now she's saying that she is in debt. Now, how does something like that happen? Well, I was reading everything that's going on because she's in the middle of a divorce battle with Michael Lockwood. She's been with him for over a decade.
She liked Michael's, huh?
Now things are going bad, and he's demanding a share of her fortune. At one point, it was $100 million, but he's also demanding that she pay for some of his legal fees and claims that she's lying about having financial issues. Now, if you guys remember, following the initial news of them breaking up, she accused him of having disturbing images on his computer, and they both were stripped of custody of their 9-year-old twin daughters after that happened.
I love it.
What?
I love this whole situation. You try to sue me for my money, and all of a sudden I'm broke. I ain't got it.
Nobody. All right, well, Lisa Marie Presley has admitted that she abuses cocaine terribly. She also says she's mixing alcohol and pills. She had to get treated at least between 3 and 5 times in a Mexican treatment facility. And she talks about her business manager, her former business manager, Barry Siegel. She's also suing him. She says that he squandered her $100 million fortune, leaving her with only $14,000 in cash and $500,000 in credit card debt.
That's
unspecified
it?
Unpaid taxes and a mansion in foreclosure in England.
Oh,
right
I don't
now.
Love this. So she really ain't got no money.
She got nothing.
So imagine she's the only child. She inherited her father's whole estate when she was 25. And that estate, by the way, still to this day makes $40 million a year.
So she gets some money a yearly then.
Well, guess what? She sold 85% of her stake in Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Oh, that was
she sold it?
85% of
it. Oh, she out of her goddamn mind.
So she still does have that 15%, but her spending habits have been an issue. She runs through $5 to $7 million a year, which kind of matches the net income of the part of the business that she has. And she also has been having this drug issue, and she says that her former business manager spent all her money.
So. Wow. This is a goddamn shame. Elvis Presley is top 3 white men of all time. It's Tom Brady, Elvis Presley, and the founding fathers, and now she broke.
$100 million yet.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry for
her. All right, Oprah's on the cover of People magazine, and she talked about the one thing that could make her run. She said, for president, she said, I went into prayer. God, if you think I'm supposed to run, you got to tell me, and it has to be so clear that not even I can miss it. And I haven't gotten that yet, so that's why she's not doing that. But she said her best friend urged her to take, Gail King, urged her to take that possibility seriously. And she said, I had people, wealthy billionaires, calling me up and saying, I can get you $1 billion. I can run your campaign. That many people saying something made me think, am I at least supposed to look at that question?
Oh, my Bluetooth slipping up.
I seen it fall out.
Hold on. Did I tell y'all I met Mama O the other night?
Did yes, you, see you did.
Did you see the pic on my IG
yesterday?
Is that
your real pic or was that Photoshop?
Y'all saw the pic?
I did see the pic.
Go to See the God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D, if you haven't seen it yet. I got it posted. I need to make that my IG pic, by the way.
You went from Oprah to Safari.
You know what I'm saying? Life's about balance, ain't
yes.
it? Life's all
We're
about
all over
balance.
The place,
was that picture real? I thought it was Photoshop.
Don't play with me.
I don't know if that's
don't
really
play with me. Don't play with me.
I'm just asking.
I'm sure it's more pics too, but people were taking pictures while we was having the conversation that we was having, but I haven't seen no surface yet.
You looking for them, ain't you?
I'm definitely looking for them. Because she came up to me and had her arms out like big old Oprah hug. Oh, it was amazing. I'll never forget that night long as I live.
Mm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
She might be calling me on my money Bluetooth right now. I'm getting the call.
Did she post a picture on her IG?
No, you and Duval just hating. Why y'all gotta hate so? Why y'all gotta hate so much?
The picture wasn't really the best quality either. It wasn't that clear.
Yeah,
it
wasn't. My
wife. That's why I thought it was Photoshop.
My wife and her raggy phone.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Guess what we starting to mix with?
Ho, ho, ho. Safari?
Safari?
Hold on, he calling me on my money Bluetooth right now. Hello? Hello? Yes, and we about to play it right now.
Got it. Here it goes. It's the Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver?
I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.